This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com. Tasting Room Radio, Terry David Mulligan, inching our way towards New Year's Eve. Listen, last week, Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva, gave us a list of gift bottles and sparkling wines to really start the holiday season. This week, she is back with her top 100 wines under $20 and 88 points or better. That touches literally all of the bases. Top 100, under $20, 88 points or better, as tasted by and adjudged by the wine diva, Dana Van Mulligan. You can follow along and find all the details at winediva.ca and winescores.ca. And next week, by the way, she's back for one more show. It's her top 50 wines of 2022 that had 91 points or better. It's what she does. This is her life, okay? We'll also talk about her book, about her dog, Jace. So enjoy this. If you ever wanted budget bottles that actually pass the taste test, this is the show right here. Top 100, under 20, 88 points or better. Enjoy. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season and will reopen in late April 2023. As far as the winter hours are concerned, it's sales only. Please call the winery. And just a heads up, they will be closed December 22nd to January 2nd. Just one last thought. Wasn't this the year you were going to join the wine club at Moon Cursor? You can find all the details about the winter hours at mooncursor.com. And welcome to Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Oh, joy, oh, joy, oh, joy. It's that time of the year when we get to look back at the wines of 2022, what we consumed, what we heard about, what somebody laid on us, the ones that we tasted, the ones that we envied, the ones that someone came along and said, you have got to try this wine. Those wines are in front of us now. The wine list can be found at winediva.ca. And while you're there, check out winescores.ca. It's a much deeper dive into the world of wine. And doing the diving is Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. She is not a Mulligan per se. She's a Mulligan with an E. I'm a Mulligan with an A. That's about it. We haven't actually, Dana, we haven't ever looked at where those two families, what happened? Did you figure there were a family once and they split over the spelling?
No, I don't think so. There's actually a town in Holland called Mulligan.
Okay.
So it would be, Van would be of Mulligan or House of Mulligan. So I don't know where that Mulligan ended up coming from. It could have been could have come over the strait at some point. But that's what my Mulligan comes from.
Okay. Well, I've heard, somebody told me once that there was a town in Manitoba, deep in the middle of Manitoba, called Mulligan, and they were all Mulligans. Anyway, we'll find out what the spelling is there.
I've heard of fairy villages too.
Okay. Now, last week, December 17, Dana brought and brought to life her gift bottles for 2022 and the sparkling wines for 2022. Those gifting for the season and the sparkling wines for gifts and for New Year's. We may add some more bubble in our New Year's show next week because she's here this Christmas Eve, yay, and she's also here New Year's Eve with a top 50 of bottles that are 91 points plus. The ones we're about to tell you about are all under are $20 or under. They are 88 points or better. What does 88 points plus imply, Dana?
Well, I think it's just putting wines out when I'm scoring the wines, and when I go to find my top 100, I'm looking for wines that are the top echelon of those within that price range. So 88 points is kind of my base level, and then they can go up to 91 or maybe even 92 in some cases in the top 100.
Okay, so we're going to be talking here for the whole of the show about the top 100 2022, and they're under $20. I'll remind you of that because you're going to hear some incredible wines go by. So if you're ready, Dana, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Grow Wild, Rapturous Red from the Okanagan Valley. First of all, the label.
Yeah, so this is from Mission Hill family, their artisan label or their artisan series of wines. And this is basically it talks about the grow wild within the vineyards, the flowers and the biodiversity and things like that. That's what it's about. So this is a red that is got raspberry jam. It's very cherry, some sage, vanilla, baking spice. It's very approachable. And it's great for a barbecue or a party because it's well priced at $16.99.
As long as I've known you, you've talked about Monte del Fra.
Yes, I have talked about Monte del Fra. It's this to me of their wines. They've got a number of them available in BC. Is one of my favorite wines. It's super juicy, and I love juicy red wines. So lighter bodied, a wine that you can put in the fridge for 10 minutes or so, and it's just charming. It's made from Corvina and Rondinella, which are classic to the Veneto region, as well as a little bit of Sangiovese, which is of course more Tuscany. But it's a very bouncy kind of quaffable wine. It's got some rose petals and star anise and vanilla, and it's just got a lot of energy. It's a fun wine, and it's $17.99.
And it's Monte del Fra Bardolino.
Bardolino, exactly.
Wonderful. And I will tell you that we'll try to give you as many prices as possible, but you can follow along, by the way, if you go to Dana Van Mulligan's winediva.ca and go to the top, see wines, and then when the menu pops down, hit wine lists, and there you are for 2022, the top 100 of 2022. You can follow along. It's in color. Now, here's a label that just appeared out of nowhere and got everybody's attention. Oops. And because it's kind of cool, it's catchy, it's a good hook. Spicy Splendor, a Carmenere from the Central Valley in Chile.
Yeah, so this is a label, an offshoot of Underaga, and it is the story behind it is that in Chile they always thought Carmenere was Merlot, and then they did some DNA research and found out it was actually Carmenere, and Carmenere has become kind of Chile's red wine variety. So they're all called Oops, even the whites, just don't get confused about that. But sure. This is basically, this one itself is Carmenere. Great, great value. This is probably the best value on my list so far at $12.99. It's just got it's a good weekday wine for pasta, stew, anything grilled meat. It's a bit more savory. It's got some purple berries, some peppercorn, and kind of roasted herb characters. But at that price for $12.99, it's a great value.
It's the peppercorn that I like.
Yes.
I like that. I like it a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm a big Carmenere fan. Big, 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 big. And I love the price. $12.99. Come on.
Yeah.
Gilles Family Estates, Zagalan?
Yeah, I believe it's Zagalan. Okay. It's from Gilles Family makes a number of wines that you can find on the shelves in BC. Okay. This is a new one for me, the Zagalan. It's Monastrell, which is, if you are in France, it would be Mouvedre. So it's the same grape variety, just a different country. And Mouvedre tends to be a blending grape that adds a lot of backbone to wines. If you think about the south of France, the Rhone Valley. But on its own, it's not really been something that's really appealed to me. But somehow from Spain, this Monastrell comes from old bush vines, and it has just a lot of chew to it, and a lot of it's got some silky red fruit, it's got some coconut husk and brown spice kind of aromas, some coffee. But to me, this is a great weekday wine for all kinds of barbecue and meat dishes and things, and it's $13.49.
By the way, you cannot believe what these bush vines look like, especially in winter. They look like they've died and they're just stumps. And then they come to life. And so imagine what the wines are like from something that has survived and is, you know, as big as a small tree at the base. It's quite remarkable to see how it gets farmed. And the result is never disappoints. There's always great wine come from bush vines.
Yes.
I went down to what I call number nine, Petrichor, Sable Blanc from the Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, this is also a newer wine, and it's Petrichor is how they say it.
Okay.
And it, this is also part of the Mark Anthony Group Artisan Wine Company label under the umbrella of Mark Anthony Group. And this is a Sauvignon Blanc, and it's like, comes from the South Okanagan, so it's going to be a riper style. But even so, it's got a lot of refreshing, kind of approachable characters. It's got some gooseberry, wildflowers. It's got a really nice, crisp finish. And it is $19.99. But a nice Sauvignon Blanc. It's going to be a little bit different than what you get from New Zealand, but I think it's a really good example from BC.
Same thing with Grow Wild right below, Enchanting White from the same company.
Yeah, and it is also part of Mark Anthony Group. It's very friendly. It's because it's that kind of aromatic white. It's got some banana peel, some orchard fruit, tangerine, and it's just a clean, fresh, and fruity wine that's easy to drink at $16.99.
And here's a name that we've talked about time and time again, El Petit Bonhomme from Huelmila, Spain.
Yes, so this is made by a ex-Canadian now living in Spain. And she is Natalie Bonhomme is her name. So it's named after her, El Petit Bonhomme. She makes a white and a red. You probably have seen them before. They've got a little stick figure on the front of the label. And this one is a blend of the Monastrell, Garnacha, and Syrah. And there's a lot of value in that glass. Very punchy cherry, strawberry, licorice. And it's got like a nice chocolate espresso finish on it. Just velvety wine and
$17.99. Tell me about that Hungarian wine next.
I'm glad you asked, because there's a couple of these available in BC, and it's Chateau de Rezla, which is from Hungary, and they make a ferment, a dry ferment wine, as well as the Harsh Levu. Now, I'm probably really, really terrorizing that name, but
I'm glad it's you.
You can spell it Harshlevu, and it's a grape variety from a Hungarian grape variety. And it's just a profound white. I mean, these wines, I think, have a real story behind them because there's so much history. Yeah. This is, the oldest and one of the biggest wineries in Hungary, in Tokaj. It's got some waxy kind of green almond and honey aromas. It's very creamy with a really strong mineral undertone. And it's going to be about $20. It's in private wine stores, so you never really know what exactly it's going to be at.
And how about, I'm fascinated by the next two, the Merlot Cab from Bordeaux and the Nero d'Avola and the Cab from Sicily.
Yeah, so Augie is AUGEY, and they make a few wines you can find in our market here. It's a Merlot Cabernet. It's always the very same blend, which is 75% Merlot with 25% Cabernet. And really, you know, exceptional value. We always think about Bordeaux as being those $1,500 Rothschild bottles, but there is a lot of value in Bordeaux that we're starting to see trickle into the market here, I think, with demand. And this is one of those. It's, you know, it's not a super complex wine, but when you're paying, you know, $15, $16. Yeah, and it's got some very classic kind of tobacco, graphite, cherry aromas, a little bit of cigar box. So, you know, there are wines like that at that price point from Bordeaux.
And Sicily.
Yeah, this is the Crudo Nero d'Avola. $20, once again, it's one of those private wine store priced wines. But this is a blend of Nero d'Avola and Cabernet.
Yeah.
And it's got a kind of leather, wild berries, black chocolate, and a little bit of chew on the finish, a little bit of tannin. But another wine that's a very interesting wine. And they also have a white wine, a sibling, which is made of Catarato in Zabibo.
I think we can fit one more in here. How about Fitzpatrick Family Vineyards, the Lookout Riesling?
This is a $18.50. You can get it through the winery. You can order it by the case. Got that very lime, green apple, peachy aroma, little bit of off-dry character on the palate, but very clean and mouth-watering. Just a lovely Riesling, and I think that they're great over the holidays with holiday dinners.
By the way, you can find all of these wines at winediva.ca. Go to wines at the top of the page. When the drop-down menu comes, hit wine lists. And what we're doing is running down the top 100 of 2022 under $20, all 88 points or better. They have been tasted and found to be perfect for this list. That's a lot of tasting. That's hundreds and hundreds of bottles to get to these wines that we're telling you about. And you can print up the list. It's right there. It's totally available. It's a good diva move. Dana Van Mulligan is the wine diva. WineDiva.ca, WineScores.ca. We'll tell you about the book as well. Remind me to do that, will you? So this is the top 100 of 2022, top 100 wines of 2022, under $20, 88 points or better. We'll be right back as we go down this list. This is Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season and will reopen in late April 2023. As far as the winter hours are concerned, it's sales only. Please call the winery. And just a heads up, they will be closed December 22nd to January 2nd. Just one last thought. Wasn't this the year you were going to join the wine club at Moon Cursor? You can find all the details about the winter hours at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Here's some important information. The tasting room and wine shop are closed for the season. Wine sales are available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The bistro is closed for the season and reopening spring of 2023. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. It's December 24. It's very rarely do we ever get a chance to do shows, of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and this is the year to do it, and here we are. And my guest, who's been doing this for 10, 12 years, even longer, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, and you can follow along and find her, and please discover her, at winediva.ca, and also a deeper dive at winescores.ca. And Dana tastes wines all year long, consistently, always is spitting, because if she drank, she wouldn't be with me. These are the top 100 wines of 2022 under $20. Every one of them has been found to be approved. I still can't figure out how you do it, but you do it. Dana, it's not just BC wines we're talking about here. I'm looking at your list here. It's on winediva.ca. It's on the screen. There's Bordeaux. There's France, there's Spain, there's Mendoza, there's Chile, there's South Africa, Thompson Valley. Let's start, let's go offshore for a minute and talk about your Bordeaux wines.
So the first one we're going to talk about is the Chateau Haute-Mézières, which is a Bordeaux. We talked in the last episode about Bordeaux and how we're starting to see a little bit more of these really good value Bordeaux coming into the market, and they are out there. They definitely are. We're just starting to see more of them now. This particular wine really, really stood out to me as one of these value Bordeaux at, it's about $17 to $20. It's private wine stores. And it looks like a wine that probably costs a couple hundred dollars. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot blend. It's just a beautiful label on it, but it's got very classic black currant, pencil shavings, tobacco, a little bit of raspberry in there. It's got great foundation and balance. And to me, at this price point, it shows Bordeaux at such an affordable price. And that, to me, this is what would also be a great bottle to take as a gift, because nobody would know it's only about $17.
Chateau Haute-Mézières. From Bordeaux. And by the way, I apologize in advance for my French pronunciations. It's never been, well, never mind. Auger Rosé from Bordeaux as well. A rosé.
Yes. So we also spoke about them in the last episode with their red blend, their Cabernet and Merlot blend. This is a kind of a nice bright pink. It's 80% Cabernet Franc and the rest is Merlot. It's got notes of orange blossom, sour cherries, nice, bright, juicy red fruit on the palate as well. It's dry, and it is about $16.
Here's a label and a varietal that just worked for me. Santo Cristo Garnacha, Campo de Boya in Spain.
With me, Spanish Garnachas, because we see Garnacha on its own so much more in Spain, whereas in France, Garnacha is used primarily as a blender. And I think it really shines on its own. It's got a very expressive, fruity kind of character to it. And this one, definitely typical. It's a Hoven, which is a young wine, so they don't see any oak. And this comes from old vines, about 40 years old. It's got some kirsch and star anise, rose petals, very engaging, with a bright kind of cocoa finish, and it's about $17.
By the way, I should stay away from. I will spend my Christmas editing my pronunciations of all of these wines. That's what I. If people, what'd you do on Christmas? I edited myself so I didn't make a fool. Now there, I can see looking ahead that the Argentine label 1884, which everybody can find. It's what there's, they make a lot of it. You have one, two, three, at least three, maybe four on this list. Which one do you want to talk about? Because there's one right in front of us.
Well, the Escorial 1884 labels, the Merlot, the Syrah, and the Cabernet Sauvignon have been around for years and years in the market. This is a new one. It's their Malbec Cabernet blend. And so we'll talk about this one because it happens just to be their newest one. And it stands up very well along the other ones. To me, there's such consistency in this whole lineup. You can't go wrong with any of them. Cherries and vanilla, it's some chocolate liqueur, a little bit of spice and espresso on this, and nice bright purple fruit on the palate. This is a great wine for, you know, anything from pasta to barbecue, grilled mushrooms, and the price is pretty consistent with the other ones, which is $19.99.
You have two rosés back to back from the Rhone Valley. Please explain.
This is both of these are made by a cooperative
Yep.
called Les Vignerons de Castellas,
Hmm.
and they are a one of the wine grower the wine growers of Castellas was created in 1952. And with cooperatives, what you're doing is you're buying grapes from a handful of wine growers and supporting their agriculture, basically. So they have a really good size amount of land, 450 hectares in the Côte du Rhône.
Wow.
So they're going to have a lot of great wines. This rosé is called Rosé. Very simple, nice clean bottle, very pretty, 100% Grenache, which I love. It's got some dried wildflowers, beeswax, red berries, orange peel. It's got a really good backbone as well. So, and a little bit of orange Pekoe tea kind of flavor on the finish.
So
So it's
maybe a great food wine, food
a
rosé,
very
yeah.
good food wine, absolutely. And the next one, which is, and that one is $16.99, by the way. The second one is the Côte du Rhône Rosé, also by Les Vignerons de Castellas. And this is a about $20 a bottle. This one is made of Grenache, Syrah, and just a splash of Cinsault. Very typical for the region, this blend. And it got very earthy white pepper and a little bit of kind of earthy undertones to it. It's very food friendly, very harmonious, and another good wine from this producer.
Stop me if there's stories that you want to tell on this list because you know far more than any one of us, and maybe you have a personal a view on something, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Rupert Wines, a Protea dry rosé from Western Cape, South Africa?
And this is exactly the one I was going to go to. This is, I think that the good thing about the Rupert wines, the Protea itself is there's a Chenin Blanc on the shelves, there's a red, and there is this newer rosé. And the Protea is named after the King Protea, which is a flowering plant in South Africa, and it's very famous. It's their national flower. So if you see this bottle, it's got a screen printing on it. It's a gorgeous bottle. So it's probably an entry level to the Anthony Rupert portfolio of wines, and it's a Grenache, Mourvèdre, Cinsault, and Shiraz, which is grown in Swartland, dry and juicy. It's got some fresh berry and blood orange flavors. And $15.99, you'll notice that all the Protea wines have about that price point or lower, so always great value.
Was there any wine that we jumped over that you'd like to go back and tell us a story on from what we've been talking about?
No, but I would like to talk about the Stag's Hollow Tragically Vidal.
There you go.
So this is, I think this is such a fun wine. It looks more frivolous that, the label and everything's very fun, very kind of, it's got a beautiful, I guess a stag on it, but it's very different from the rest of their labels. And it is just a delicate, charming kind of aromatic white wine. It's got apricot and lime. It's got some white grape kind of flavors. It's just pristine. And it's got almost a little bit of a spritz to me on the palate, but it would be so good with holiday dinners that, candied yams and things like that. And it's $20 through Stags Hollow.
And the one we jumped over there, Harper's Trail, Pioneer Block, Thad Springs Vineyard, Riesling, Thompson Valley, raising its profile yet again.
Yeah, and we forget sometimes about Harper's Trail. They are a pioneer. They did
That's
pioneer
right.
the whole Thompson Valley, and they still offer, like, it's hard to get wines under $20 in BC. Let's just be honest about that.
Yeah.
And but they've managed to maintain quite a few of their whites under that price. This one at the winery is under $20, and it's just a lip-smacking kind of wine. It's got that citrus, lime, green apple, and just nice and clean wine, easy drinking. And like I said, it's under $20 through Harper's Trail.
I fully expect that that bench over the years will become populous, that there'll be more vineyards up and down that valley, Thompson Valley, of course, that used to
Yes.
swim in that river. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to really burn through some names like Bartier, Gnarly Head, Underaga, Stags Hollow, Quail's Gate, Sperling, Harper's Trail, again, Fort Barons, and then we're heading for Puglia. And then I flipped over. I was congratulating myself for getting so far down the list. And I look at the second page. And I've marked it up. I can't even see some of the titles because of them. We have a lot of work to do. This is the top 100 wines of 2022, under $20 from the wine diva, Dana Van Mulligan. If you'd like to follow along or just go back and reference, just go to winediva.ca. And you see wines at the top of the page. Click on that, and the drop-down menu will give you wine lists. You can go there. You can follow along. All the descriptors are there, and there's a off to the side. It says print this list up. Once you hit it, it will print itself on your printer. At least it did for me. We'll be right back. This is Tasting Room Radio, Christmas Eve, 2022. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Here's some important information. The Tasting Room and Wine Shop are closed for the season. Wine sales are available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Bistro is closed for the season and reopening spring of 2023. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. The holiday features are happening at Jason Parks Customs. They have their JPC Advent Calendar with wine, cider, beer, spirit, and fizz all in one box. Screaming Frenzies are ready for the season. 2021 Chardonnay, 2019 Pinot Noir, and the 2019 Syrah. Great news from Jason Parks Customs. New Year's Eve. It's a Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Crown and Thieves. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com. Hello, I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. We're halfway through the top 100 wines of 2022. Under $20. For those of you, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, is on the other line. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
You'll have your life back in a couple of minutes. I don't know how many times people will stop you in the course of the year and say, why is everything so expensive? Why can't I get find a great wine under $20? Well, that's because the wine lists are here. Winediva.ca is the place to go. Go to the website. The bottles are there, the descriptors are there, the prices are there, everything. The reason why they made the list is there because Dana tasted it and wrote about it. It's fantastic. And if she can do that, if she can give her life to doing that, the least we can do is amplify it. For example, we're halfway through our list. I'm not even halfway through yet. Let's carry on. In BC, Bartier Brothers, the Rosé, which comes, I believe, in the Riesling bottle.
Yes, it does. And Michael Bartier, he plays around with this blend every year. So it's always kind of exciting to see what's going to be in his pink wine. And this year it is Gewurztraminer primarily with Chardonnay, Pinot Gris, and 4% Syrah. So that's just to add that little bit of color. And it's just always very fresh with lots of summer berries. This year it's got a little bit of peach to it and a little bit of cedar, but just a lovely mouthfeel and nice buoyancy on the palate. I always love this wine, $18.99.
And Dana, just an aside, have you ever met the other Barche brother, or is it just marketing?
No, I've met them both on several occasions.
Yes. I've never seen them in one place together. I'm sorry. That's why.
Oh,
I'm...
really?
No.
Oh, no. They're interesting because they're very much alike and yet very, very different.
Gnarly Head in California, we know for their Zin, of course. And I mean, the label just jumps out at you. Their Chardonnay.
Their Chardonnay is, yeah, you're right. We know them for their Zinfandel, but they do make this Chardonnay as well. And it's just exactly as you would expect a Chardonnay from this company to be. It's flashy, it's fleshy, it's modern. It's got all those golden fruits and pineapple and butterscotch. And if you love that kind of real creamy, concentrated character in a Chardonnay, this one is it. And it's going to be about $20 in a And you can get it right across the country, by the way.
Andaraga, 8 Rios, a cab from Chile.
Yeah, so this is, we talked about Oops earlier, and that's also from Andaraga, under the Andaraga label. 8 Rios just means 8 rivers, which I would guess means probably where their vineyards all come together. This is from Chile. You've got some currants. You've got raspberry, kind of a cherry cola character, a great barbecue wine, and the price is $12.99.
Sperling Vineyards Pinot Noir Rosé. That's a great combination.
This is, yeah, you know, Sperling, some oldest vineyards in the Okanagan Valley. Their rosé is made from Pinot Noir with a splash of Pinot Gris, and it has some Szechuan peppercorn, blood orange kind of characters. It's very dry, and it's got a little bit of citrus and tea leaf. Very clean wine. And it's roughly $20.
Fort Barons in Lillooet, their estate winery rosé.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the fact that they've managed to keep quite a few of their wines under the $20 range, which is great for BC. And this one is Pinot Noir, and it is, and Pinot Gris, a little bit of Pinot Gris as well. It's got some dried flowers, sour cherry, crab apple kind of flavors. It's dry and juicy, very lively. It's just a nice little coiffure that'll make you smile.
Watch this. I'm going to speak Umbrian. Sasso de Lupi, Sestavia Viognier from Umbria.
From Umbria. Yeah, this is Sestavia is the first time I had tasted this wine. I think it's new to the market. It's just over $19. And it's an interesting kind of tall, skinny bottle, which you don't really think of with Viognier or Chardonnay for that matter.
Right.
It's 60% Viognier with the rest being Chardonnay. And it's quite a concentrated wine. You're getting a lot of that musky kind of honey aromas and peach from the Viognier. And then you're getting some of that oyster shell and straw kind of citrusy aromas from the Chardonnay. And it's got a real richness and kind of decadence to it. So this one's $19 and just over
$19. $19, decadence.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah.
I've got to add something here. Viognier Chardonnay. Okay. Cantine, then comes a Primitivo from Puglia. And when Jason and I were shooting Hollywood and Vines there, that's all they showed us were giant jugs of wine. And I kept looking around thinking, well, where are the craftsmen? Where are the small wineries? They've shown themselves now. Puglia is completely transformed.
Yeah, it is. And it's still dominated, of course, by large producers. And that's makes perfect sense because of the region. The Cantina Luce Primitivo, and Primitivo is genetically the brother or the sister or the same wine, whatever you want to say, DNA to Zinfandel.
Sure.
Yeah, and they do come off very differently coming from Puglia, though. They're not quite as, I would say, flashy and fleshy as Zinfandels you kind of think about from California. This one has some very earthy aromas. It's kind of woven with some bacon fat and cherry and roasted nuts. It's quite supple, though, and really good for a really great food wine, and it's $19.99.
I'm having fun with your page because I can imagine somebody watching or reading or following along on their computer or a phone or whatever, and then they're scrolling down. I'm trying to tell you where I am on the page, and then I got lost. I'm sorry. I'll just stick with my printed page. You can print it. Okay. Lakeside Cellars Portage White.
So Lakeside Cellars is a newer, let's say, winery in the BC landscape. It's down in Soyuz, and this is a blend. Hold on, you're going to have to pause me for a second. My page just froze up.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, there we go. And this is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Gris, and Chardonnay, and it's kind of like this fruit cup. If you remember fruit cups as a child, it's got that kind of aroma to it.
Yeah.
With a bit of you know, melon thrown in there and honey. It's a really nice quaffing wine with nice bright acidity and a kind of a nice slick texture. It's about $19 at the winery.
Okay, now I know, Dana, you're not following on your printed list. You're on your page. From Lakeside, there's Fort Barron's, there's Sand Hill, the Spear. There's 1884, the Spear again. I was going to jump down to Luigi Bosca, if that's okay with you. Is there anything?
Yes.
If there's anything I've jumped over that you want to talk about?
I think we should probably mention Spear.
Let's do Spear, okay? Because there's a couple there.
Yeah.
The signature collection Chenin Blanc from Stellenbosch, and the signature Merlot from Stellenbosch.
The Spear wines are, especially that entry level, what they call the signature collection, offer amazing value, and they've maintained that value for years. It is the Chenin Blanc, to me, is one of my favorite really go-to bottles at that price point. It's $13.99. It's always very fresh, and it's a kind of a peachy green apples. It's got good length, great acidity, which is what I love in wines. So that to me is, it's always in my top 100 year after year, the Spear Chenin Blanc, and I always really appreciate that wine.
Well done. Luigi Bosca, La Linda Private Selection, Old Vines Malbec from Mendoza, and your readers gave this 5 stars.
Yeah, and this is, to me, Luigi Bosca, another one of these great producers that makes fantastic wines right across the board, all have great value. I believe the Bosca wines are all organic now. This has, as you'd expect, some nice purple berries, coffee, dried herbs, and it's a very classic Malbec, but it's got great substance, great posture, a perfect grilling kind of foods wine, if you want to say. And at $19.99, it's, to me, a bottle that drinks like it's about $10 more.
I see a double mention of Grey Monk, Pinot Gris, and their Rosé in the Okanagan Valley, one of the original wineries, of course. And the reason why they could keep their prices down was because they had paid for their winery, and it showed in the wine prices. How are they doing?
Yeah, so they're, of course, now owned by Andrew Peller, and, you know, this, with the Grey Monk Pinot Gris, I think is probably, for a lot of people, it might be the first Pinot Gris they ever had from BC.
Sure.
At least it was for me. And it's got, you know, it's consistently been a very, just a lively, delicious wine, fruity kind of peach jellies and pear, grapefruit. It's got a little bit of a kiss of sweetness on the palate, but it's nice and supple, and it's just a joy to drink. And it is $19.99.
The Grey Monk Rosé, I think we all maybe take it for granted, but it's beautifully made. The Quail's Gate Rosé is extremely popular, and it's earned that right.
Yeah, and, you know, when they first started making it, it was, I think, $14.99, which was just unbelievable price point. It's now up there at $20 a bottle, but I always look forward to this wine. It's got some sour cherry and charred orange peel, some rhubarb, a little peachy undertone to it, a nice, very pleasing texture and mouth-watering finish. It's a pretty wine, and it's a blend of Gamay and Pinot Noir. To me, a great pizza wine.
Do I see a double mention of Falernia, a Carmenere, and a Grand Reserva Syrah on this list?
Yeah, and to be able to, you know, have a bottle of Grand Reserve or Reserve
no
even
kidding.
from under $20, let's say, is amazing. But the Falernia, they are from the Elqui Valley, which is the northernmost wine growing region in all of Chile. As you know, it's a very long and skinny country. And this is a very, it's got a lot of character, a lot of complexity. It's quite muscular. It's got a little bit of like OXO cubes and smoked paprika, some coffee. It's just quite intense on the palate, but it's just, it's so substantial, and it's $19.99.
I think you've turned me on to Vino Chocolan.
Yeah, they are another Chilean producer. They are, to me, they're Sauvignon Blanc, and we've got the Sauvignon Blanc in the list and the Cabernet Sauvignon in the list. And the Sauvignon Blanc is about $16 a bottle. Such great value. It's got a kind of a gooseberry, peachy green apple like you'd expect from those coming from Marlborough, for instance.
Sure.
But it's a little maybe less herbaceous on the palate, but it's really racy, great purity, and such a refreshing wine for that price point. And their Cabernet at $17.99 is likewise.
I just want to mention that El Petit Bonhomme Blanco is mentioned here. Go and find it, friends. We'll keep going because we've already talked about Bonhomme. Pascual Tosso, limited edition Malbec, Mendoza for $20. Woof. The Poet is back again. The Prosecco. How about that one? How about that Prosecco Rosé Brut?
Yeah, so this is the Rosé Brut, the Il Vino dei Poeti, the Wine of the Poets, which is made by Sandro Bottega. And he makes a number of different bubbles. You've seen them on shelves everywhere. And this is a Prosecco with a little bit of Glera grape, with a little bit of Pinot Nero, just to add a little color. It's a gently fruity kind of floral wine, very approachable, a little bit off dry, but a great, you know, holiday quaffer and sipper for $19.99.
Speaking of holidays, we're about to begin. It's December 24, and this is the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. You can follow along, enjoy what she has to say, and then spend some time on your screens or your phone or whatever, or however you read, at winediva.ca. Go to the top of the page, hit wines, and then when the drop-down menu comes, hit wine lists, and just, I mean, we already did two of them, and there's another one yet to come on New Year's Eve. And right now we're just running down the top 100 wines of 2022 under $20 as tested and found perfect by the Wine Diva Dana Van Mulligan. We'll come back with a fourth blurry session next because we have some serious wines to run through. It's Christmas Eve 2022, and this is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. The holiday features are happening at Jason Parks Customs. They have their JPC Advent calendar with wine, cider, beer, spirit, and fizz all in one box. Screaming Frenzies are ready for the season. 2021 Chardonnay, 2019 Pinot Noir, and the 2019 Syrah. Great news from Jason Parks Customs. New Year's Eve. It's a Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Crown and Thieves. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. It's party season at Unsworth. If you are organizing a holiday party for your family, your friends, or your office, think Unsworth Restaurant for a relaxed farm-to-table experience complete with three-course holiday menu and, of course, handcrafted wines. And just a heads up, bookings are filling up quickly, but they still have some lunch and dinner dates available. To see the holiday menu, go to unsworthvineyards.com. We're almost there, my friends. It's Christmas Eve. This is Tasting Room Radio. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, has been, I was going to say, dragged, kicking and screaming. I'm keeping her from walking her dogs, and we'll talk about the dogs in a second, and the book. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. Go to winediva.ca. Just enjoy the pages. They're fantastic. But the wine lists are all there. And to your heart's content, just go looking for your best new wine. In the meantime, we're doing the top 100 under $20. Still to come, the top 50 over 20 and 91 points or better. And that is New Year's Eve. Okay. So, Dana, the Sophenia.
Yes. We're going to talk about Finca Sophenia, which is the Alto Sur Red blend. Finca Sophenia is in Uco Valley, which is higher up than Mendoza itself, but it is part of Mendoza. This is a winery I visited many years ago, but it is, I don't even know how much they spent on this place. It is like nothing I've ever seen before. A beautiful winery. I believe it's owned by a Dutch company, and they've got a few different wineries, but most of their wines were quite premium. This one, to me, at $18.99, the Alto Sur, is really great value. 50% Malbec, 40% Cabernet Sauvignon, and the rest Syrah. It's very fresh, and you expect fresher wines from the higher up vineyards like Uco Valley. Great red berry aromas, some wild herbs and spice. And it's a savory red made for food, but it's got some great complexity to it as well.
You also have a Tanat Reserve there as well. Well done. De Bordeli, 17 trees, a Shiraz from Australia.
Yeah, De Bordeli is a name that's been around for a long time. They were established in 1928. And of course, Italian immigrants. The wine list that they have, or the wines that they have, are very broad ranging. And this is a Shiraz that is full of mulberry, cherry, baking spice and coffee. It's just got some very lofty kind of red fruit on it and very easy to drink. It is $19.99.
I'm a big fan of Hester Creek and what they're doing. I like their dedication and their passion a lot. And I would highly recommend the Pinot Gris Viognier and the Cab Franc Rosé. Love that. I love them doing a Cab Franc Rosé. The Norton, tell me about the Norton Pandrel Series Cab Franc from Mendoza. What's their Cab Franc like?
So the Norton Pandrel Series Cabernet Franc is $19.99. Cabernet Franc, 100% from Argentina, is not really something that you think about.
No.
But they've done a really good job. It's got notable freshness on the palate. Here's some raspberries, crushed rose petals, a nice spicy finish. The palate is definitely a little bit on the leaner side than what the nose suggests, but another great food wine for under $20.
Every time I see the word Yalomba, I think of Jane Ferraro.
Yeah.
I do. I she's amazing. Yalumba Y Series Viognier and Yalumba Organic Viognier, South Australia.
Mm-hmm. Well, the head winemaker for all of the Yalumba properties, including their Tasmania properties, which is Jans. They make sparkling wines, among others. Louisa Rose she's been with them for 30 years. She was in Vancouver a couple months ago, and I sat down and I did a tasting with their absolute most premium wines. We can't all afford those wines, and they're fantastic. They come from fantastic old vines, but their Y series at entry level are amazing value, and probably the first Viognier a lot of people have ever tasted comes from the Yalumba Y series, and it's still a very affordable. It's $16.99, and it has got ginger biscuits and orange blossoms, exotic spice and candied lemon aromas. It's got a nice slick texture and spicy character. You can't go wrong with this wine. If you're having things like Moroccan food or, you know, exotic spices in your food, this is a great bottle of wine.
We've talked about Grow Wild, which has lots of clout, but I see that there's a Ravishing Rosé from the Okanagan Valley, but it was the price that got me, $16.99.
Yeah, I mean, all of the Grow Wild wines are great value, you know, coming from the Okanagan. This is an extremely fresh kind of watermelon and raspberry palate on it. Easy to drink. And at that price point, yeah, you could probably easily buy a case and enjoy it over the holidays.
How extreme is the blend Extremos Cabernet from Argentina?
This is the El Esteco is the name of the producer, and they are in Salta. So you're looking at the highest vineyards in the world.
Wow.
You know, up near, you know, 10,000 feet above sea level. And this is a $19 bottle, but it has great, great value in that. It's got a lot of red fruit. It's very balanced and fresh. Some black currants in there as well, and clove. These wines, I mean, for me, Salta is a very exciting part of Argentina.
Okay. Hester Creek Pinot Blanc, I'll just give them a name mention from the Golden Mile. Seven Terraces Pinot Noir from Canterbury, New Zealand. I've been there. I remember thinking how impressive it was.
Yeah, so I've got the Seven Terraces Pinot Noir and the Seven Terraces Sauvignon Blanc in this list. They're both around the same price, about $20 in private wine stores. And they are located, they're made near Christchurch. And there's actually the gentleman that sells these wines here in BC, in Vancouver, they're actually family members of his. So there's that kind of connection.
Nice.
He brought these wines in on the portfolio, and they're fresh, approachable wines. They're very easy to drink, light bodied, very silky in the Pinot Noir, very fresh and zesty in the Sauvignon Blanc. So Seven Terraces are two wines that you can always rely on.
That's really interesting, because I remember when I was there, I was asked, how do we get our wines into BC, into Canada? And of course I passed them on to other people. I didn't have the answers for them.
Know that Selwyn was related to them.
I did not know that. I was a long way from home. You had three mentions of two tradesmen, and I think you want to talk about the cab from Paso Robles.
Yeah, these are all wines about the $20 price point. Once again, they're in private wine stores, so these things, you know, it's up to the private individual that's selling them. But these are made, the wines are made in San Lucas, Monterey County. But this particular one comes from Paso Robles, which is 91% Cabernet, and it's got some Petite Syrah and some Petite Verdot in it, which is going to add a lot of punchy fruit to that. So it's got some kirsch and spice cake kind of flavors. It's very generous on the palate as well, a nice chocolatey finish. These wines are fantastic, and they're new to me. This is the first year I'd tasted them.
By the way, I just went back to your screen. I'm on the last page of this list that we're talking about. And the Seven Terraces Pinot Noir, by the way, going back to Canterbury, got 5 stars from your viewers. And
nice.
They like it. Where'd it go? See You Later Ranch, talking about altitude. Mm-hmm. Their Gewürztraminer.
To me, Gewürztraminer has had a lot of, it struggles a lot in popularity these days, and I like to see wines that are a little bit more in the direction of, say, Alsace, and I like a lot of acidity as well in my Gewürztraminer. This one's very classic. It's got that rose oil, marshmallow kind of character. It's got very good concentration, but it's still nice and fresh, and it is $17.99.
I see right below it, O'Rourke's Peak Cellars Gewürztraminer. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one is, to me, a lot more racy. This is like, this would be more the one I would lean toward. It's got that very kind of, it's got an oily texture, but it's very citrusy, and it's kind of like more crunchy peaches than ripe peach, and some very kind of almost mineral undertones to it. And it's $15 at the winery.
We're almost there, Dina. But the Seven Terraces are also mentioned at a later part of the list. They're Pinot Rosé and their Sauv Blanc from Marlborough. Seven Terraces, keep an eye on Seven Terraces. Now, Pantage. And they have maybe one of the largest portfolios in the history of wine. Pantage Winery Rosé from the Okanagan, just outside of Penticton.
Yeah, this is through the winery. It's $20 a bottle. This is a field blend of 10 different varieties. So I can't even tell you what's in it, but it's definitely a vibrant kind of ruby color. It's got cherry Twizzlers and purple flowers, some herbal undertones,
Twizzlers.
But a very fresh palate, expressive, and a lovely, me, rosé from BC without being too serious about exactly what's in the bottle.
I just love Pantage. I like their attitude. I like the chances they take and their belief in themselves. Now, let's talk about Kono Sauv Blanc from Marlborough. It's their indigenous peoples. It's their vineyard. But also at the same time, they took us out on a boat, and we pulled up mussels from their farming in their bay, and combined their wines with fresh mussels out of the ocean. That was memorable for me.
Yeah, it's very special. They're New Zealand's first Maori-owned winery, which started with Tohu. It was established in 1998, and then Kono is one of their labels. And they, like you said, they also produce They farm Kono mussels, and they make fruit bars. They make tutu cider, but they're owned by the people themselves, as opposed to just a single ownership. And it's always a bright, zesty, lively Sauvignon Blanc. You don't get a lot of Sauvignon Blancs from Marbre anymore, which are under the $20 range, to be very honest. So this one really delivers at $18.99.
Bartier Brothers Gruner Veltliner. We've done the Bartier Brothers, but Gruner, I just want to mention that it's on the rise in the Okanagan.
Yeah, it's an Austrian variety, and it's, to me, why wouldn't we be growing it in the Okanagan Valley? I think it's very well suited. It's exciting because it tends to be a very racy, very crisp and precise wine, and Michael Bartier's is exactly that. It's just a beautifully woven wine with lime and beeswax and orchard fruit. Great expression of the variety in BC as opposed to Austria, and it's $17.99.
And we come to number 100 on the top 100 of 2022, the last one on the list from Veneto.
This is a made by Aldighieri. They make wines in other parts as well of Italy, but this is Valpolicella. They're Valpolicella based, and this is a white blend actually, and it's Garganega, Trebbiano, Toscana, Friulano, and Malvasia, as well as some Riesling, Cortese, and Chardonnay. So it is quite a blend, but it is delightful. It's got wildflower, peaches, some pineapple, and grilled lemon. It's just a lovely white that I would highly recommend, and it is $20 in private wine stores.
Congratulations. Now, before we go, two things. Tell me about the book that's on the pages, and it's about your dogs.
Yeah, well, I wrote a book during the COVID times. I had a little extra spare time in my hands, and I have two rare breed dogs called Xolotl Squintlys. They're the only dogs indigenous to North America, so they're a primitive, very ancient breed. And my boy was a rescue, so he had some very severe underexposure, debilitating fear issues. And he was so fearful, I would have to carry him outside just to pee. That's how bad it got.
Wow.
So I rehabilitated him over a couple of years and took the time. He was also fear reactive. So I took the time to rehabilitate him, and I wrote a book about it. And I know there's a lot of people out there dealing with the same thing. So that's why I wrote the book. And it's written from an owner's perspective as opposed to a trainer's perspective. And you can buy it on Amazon or 40,000 booksellers around the world. And it's called Jace's Journey.
Was there a turning point, or did that take months?
There were initial absolute turning points when I started the way I was training him, the type of training I was doing with him. There was immediate changes, which really made me think, okay, I'm doing the right
good,
thing.
Good.
I'd had trainers say to me, I can't help you anymore. There's nothing more I can do for you. So seeing some changes, very positive changes with me doing it on my own, was showing me that I was going the right direction.
And yes. and Jace could feel your love. See, the love will change everything if it's honest.
It definitely helps, yes.
All right, next week, which is New Year's Eve, you and I,
yes.
You are going to end these year-end wine lists with your top 50, and what makes them so special? 91 points or better,
91
right?
points, $20 plus. These are my top scoring wines I've tasted all year.
And is your wine of the year included in that list?
Do I have a wine of the year? That's a good question.
Well, think about that, because next week I'll ask you that question, okay? She is Dana Van Mulligan. She is the Wine Diva. WineDiva.ca and Winescores.ca. You can find these lists and many others at WineDiva.ca. We will be back New Year's Eve with the top 50 of 2022, 91 points or better. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. Merry Christmas, Dana.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you for listening. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. It's party season at Unsworth. If you are organizing a holiday party for your family, your friends, or your office, think Unsworth Restaurant for a relaxed farm-to-table experience complete with three-course holiday menu and, of course, handcrafted wines. And just a heads up, bookings are filling up quickly, but they still have some lunch and dinner dates available. To see the holiday menu, go to unsworthvineyards.com. This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com.